WNYC Studios is supported by Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This is All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson. The state of New Jersey has settled a whistleblower lawsuit brought by a former prosecutor who alleged that the state dropped a case against a sheriff and her subordinates in order to protect supporters and allies of Governor Chris Christie. Ben Barlin was a career prosecutor in Hunterdon County when, in 2010, he secured an indictment against the county sheriff for alleged abuses, like providing a fake sheriff's badge to a prominent Christie campaign donor. The sheriff was an ally of Lieutenant Governor Kim Guadagno, and the state attorney general, a Christie appointee, took the unusual step of dismissing the indictment. Barlin was then fired when he complained. The state has now settled that case for $1.5 million. For more, we're joined via Skype by Ben Barlin himself, who is now a middle school teacher in New Jersey. Welcome, Ben.
Well, thanks very much, Sean.
So take us through the specifics of the case. What were the accusations against the county sheriff and her subordinates? And then why was it that you were ultimately dismissed from your job?
The investigation actually took 2 years in the making. There were allegations from people within the office that there were some very unusual practices being undertaken, such as making law enforcement identification for private purposes. Basically, these people were running a business inside the sheriff's office using county property to facilitate this endeavor. So there were many indications that the sheriff's office had kind of run off the rails. And ultimately, 24 grand jurors in Hunterdon County found probable cause to believe that the sheriff's office had engaged in various sort of diverse forms of official misconduct.
You released a statement talking about the case and everything surrounding this, and it said, quote, "The Christie administration's deliberate misuse of its political and legal authority intended to undermine the public interest." You said it was maybe the first instance of that. Explain that a little bit. What do you mean by that?
The case has been ongoing for 6 years. This predated Bridgegate. And it was the belief of myself and other prosecutors and detectives who witnessed what happened in Hunterdon that the attorney general's office, the attorney general in New Jersey is appointed by the governor, had intervened in a very unprecedented way for reasons that didn't have anything to do with the appropriate enforcement of the criminal laws, but instead it was politically motivated. Prosecutors bring indictments. We don't typically dismiss them. It's a very low standard to bring an indictment, probable cause. And it's a very high standard, conversely, to justify the dismissal of an indictment. And the Attorney General did something completely unprecedented. They utilized their what's called supersession authority to take over a county office and during that period focused on one specific case that our office was handling. And that was the sheriff's case. And that was the only case that the attorney general's office ultimately took over and then dismissed.
So zooming out a little bit here now, it was a 6-year legal battle. You settled. The defendants deny any wrongdoing. The grand jury testimony remains sealed. And the public may not ever know the facts of the case. What are your feelings about that after having gone through such a long process?
That's a great question. There were many great news stories about the case at the local level and then at the national level. In 2013, a great New York Times reporter, Michael Powell, spent a year investigating the circumstances of the dismissal and my termination. And he went as far as to actually locate the grand jurors who heard the evidence. Four of the grand jurors said, you know, this was a very powerful case and the evidence was overwhelming. And second, I complained because I believe that the dismissal of the indictments were unwarranted. And I think it's important to note that we actually were able to obtain the transcripts. I can't disclose what they contain, but it's an incredibly high, very difficult standard for a plaintiff to obtain otherwise confidential grand jury records. And the judge who made the ruling basically said this. He said, yeah, the grand jury transcripts either make or break Barlin's case. I'm not going to tell you in my decision which way it goes, but he's entitled to them. And I hope it strikes your listeners as somewhat inconsistent in light of the fact that the attorney general is now claiming publicly that they would have likely won had this case gone to trial.
Ben Barlin is a former Hunterdon County prosecutor who just settled a whistleblower case with the state of New Jersey. Thanks so much, Ben.
Thank you for your interest.